Hey guys, Andrea here from The Andrea Show. If you follow me on TikTok, thank you so much for finding me here because this is when I release my thoughts. Okay, so let's just get into it. Kyle Rittenhouse, wow, the hot topic in politics right now. Where can I begin? One, I just honestly do not understand how any judge cannot understand how one, a phone and computer can do certain capabilities. And then two, play a song that replays, I believe, about more than once. I think he had a few rings ringing Donald Trump's like anthem song. Like, can you say MAGA? This is so inappropriate, you guys. I don't care if Bruce, Judge Bruce Shorter, whatever you say his freaking name. He looks like the guy from the business in The Simpsons. How can he, mid-conversation, while a trial is in session, play on his phone? Not only play on his phone, have ringtones that, you know, basically lean towards the defendant. I mean, you just can't make this up. You don't have to be a lawyer. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to be a genius to understand that there is definitely something going on. Some people would say systemic racism. Some people might say unprofessionalism. But something is going on. It doesn't feel right. I'm telling you guys, when I used to do dream makeup and talk about being a motivational person, that's what I was trying to do. And then I got somehow in a rabbit hole of politics. You know, you got to understand, man, like intuition is everything. From the gate, this has felt off since last year, 2020. You know, a lot of people don't like the mere fact that race is being involved. Well, why wouldn't race be involved? The dude, Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old boy who knowingly went into a riot, put himself in a position that he knew would more than likely get violent and therefore more than likely use a deadly force. I mean, who goes to a riot with 30 bullets? I mean, you know, clearly his intent wasn't just to hurt one person, but it was to pretty much be prepared for a war. Mind you, his mother dropped him off. What type of mom would take their teenager to a freaking riot? What is this, a freaking concert? I feel, honestly, you guys here in America, people that are listening to me, that we are witnessing systemic racism at best. We're witnessing the power of white centrality, white solidarity. I'm so sorry. I don't have the COVID, but it is fall here in Connecticut. Okay, let me get my my swallows. Okay, listen. Whatever you want to believe, whatever you want to think, is up to you. It's your opinion. It's just like the Travis Scott thing. Let's get into it, right? Travis Scott did not even commit, right, any murders, even though there was tons of casualties, I think like 8, and I think the youngest one is reported 9, and a 14-year-old. Devastating that any child would die at a concert. Just devastating stuff, right? But mere fact is, society pretty much completely blamed him for a crowd surge, which is something that just happens when there's a density of people and no room to go. So it's like a domino effect, right? Not enough room, too many people created a problem, created a crowd surge. Mind you, you know, I don't think Travis Scott is a saint, but I think he came there to perform and get on with the show. He came there to do a job, and he hired people to do their job, and he hired ambulance and people and authorities that are supposed to save people's lives and do things that he's not qualified to do, right? But people still feel like he is the reason for people dying. So, mind you, I want to tell you guys, if the devil invites you to a show, you might want to just say no, right? But people went to the portal, they saw it, and this happened. So, with that said, how can society completely blame a black man for being the reason for a crowd not being able to control themselves because they're idolizing him, then Kyle Rittenhouse, who knowingly put himself in a position that was going to compromise people's lives, and it did, Mere fact is, I can't stand the fact that people talk about Joseph Rosenbaum as if he did not matter, as if his life was worthless. Okay, I don't care about his freaking his criminal history. What does that have to do with Kyle Rittenhouse? I'm sorry, being the judge and jury of somebody's life. You are not God. If he wanted to burn a can, if he wanted to do something that was illegal, there were cops there. There were authorities there that could have taken care of him. All he had to do was report it, and I'm pretty sure they would have came. However, don't even explain to me, or maybe please do explain to me how the FBI had drones and everything and didn't intervene, right? So, mere fact is, so many things about this case just scream racism and political agendas. I mean, this thing is a concoction for hell. Mind you, you know, let's not negate the fact that whether you think Kyle Rittenhouse was protecting himself or not, did you realize that there was residents around? Did you realize that when there was bullets flying everywhere, that it could have went through someone's house? Yes, I saw houses, residential property, that could have had children. You know, at what point do you say that your life matters, but it shouldn't matter over everyone else, right? Which is completely contradictory to what he said he was going there for. So with that said, I am just really appalled at the way people are idolizing a boy who killed somebody. I mean, let's not negate the fact that Anthony was just trying to play hero, which he should have thought twice before going towards somebody that was an active shooter. You know, what active shooter, you know what I'm saying, multiply shoots people? That sounds like a mass shooter to me, to be honest. But, you know, people are getting tired of the domestic aggression from these militias since last year, 2020. You know, the BLM protesters are not the same as, you know, rioters. It's just not the same thing. You know, anyway, the only thing I can say is this. The judge, how dare him say that you can't save victims. People are completely forgetting and want to forget about the valuable life that Anthony, I mean, these guys were young. They're like in their mid-20s. I'm almost 36. I think Anthony was what? He was like in his 20s, right? Early 20s? It's just kind of amazing to me that this is like the same race. So if you're saying, well, they're the same race, so how could it be racism? Well, because there's an agenda attached to it that is attached to systemically showing that our system is not only corrupt, but also racist. I mean, what judge talks about like Asian food in such distasteful manner in public, in front of the world? He's like, what did he say? He said the Asian food or something on the boat. I mean, this guy shouldn't even use racial language. How is this even lawful? How is this legal to even talk about black? And, you know, also, let's not forget the fact or negate the fact that Ahmaud Arbery, is also going through a case, and he's not getting really a lot of attention, but I am trying to have my foot in both doors. This judge gets mad at Al Sharpton for going to support the family of the deceased. I mean, this is just really distasteful. At what point in time are we as a country going to say enough is enough? Mere fact is, any black person that died due to police brutality, any person affected because of, hate groups, racist groups, things of that nature, should have civil rights leaders with them, right? Because they're professional counsels, right? So to say even the race colors in a courtroom, it just makes me cringe. I mean, I couldn't imagine, you know, in my profession, even mentioning race. You know, I do it here because this is my hobby and we just politically talk and it's a free country and my First Amendment matters just as much as your two-way. Now, with the two-way, I just want to say real quick, and I'll try to keep this under 10 minutes, that I'm realizing a lot of black people supporting Kyle Rittenhouse because they like the two-way. Well, listen, you guys need to stop liking the two-way. Homicidal rates are plaguing our disenfranchised, disproportionately police communities. put the freaking gun down and go get a freaking job and help us rebuild these cities. Okay. That's the only thing I have to say about that. I'm up with the 10 minutes because I don't want to take too much of your time. It's freaking wild. Please follow me here. Send me a message. Hit me up on TikTok, Instagram. I'm trying to figure out Twitter if I can figure out how to get my webcam on. I feel like the judge now. I have no idea how to use this Twitch. What is it? I am on Twitter. Holler at me in one way, shape, form, or another. Facebook. Just put the Andrea Show. You'll find me. Know that together we're better, right? Okay. Dang, how do I turn this thing off? Oh my God, I can't believe that judge was completely like dismissive towards the case, listening to his patriotic music. Talking about Asian food. He ought to be ashamed of himself.